The Almighty has done great things for me. The Virgin Mary sings these beautiful words while she's carrying Jesus in her womb. The Almighty has done great things for me. Each of us is really invited to sing these wonderful words with Mary. You know, it makes such a difference when we know someone has done something important for us. If you have a teacher who teaches you great things, you'll really want to learn. If you have colleagues in work who do good things for you, you'll want to do good things for them in return. People who do good things for us give us a feeling that we're worth something. They're happy that we are the persons we are. They accept us. And by being kind enough to do good things for us, they also encourage us to grow and develop to become better people. Each one of us has so much potential, but it's crucial to meet people who can help us draw out the potential that's inside our hearts. Only when we feel loved and valued can we become who we are meant to be. The love of others gives us the power to become the unique persons that God is calling us to be. The Almighty has done great things for me. Psalm 139 says, "Oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, glorious God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth." The Almighty has done great things for me. When Mary sings these words, she's freely acknowledging that she depends on God. She sings of the great things God has done for her. The wonder of my being, the wonder of who I am, is the wonder of someone who has received everything. I received everything from the God who knitted me together in my mother's womb. Sometimes we feel that if we've received something, it is less valuable than something that is our own possession. But the truth is that when we receive something from God, this makes what we receive even more valuable. It makes what we receive immeasurably more valuable, in fact, because God is the Lord of all, and anything that comes from this loving God is so much more valuable, precisely because of the infinite value and importance of God who gives it. A young monk was walking through the desert when he came across a spring of water. It was just what he was thirsting for. The water was crystal clear. It was so sweet and delicious that he filled his leather canteen so he could bring back some to his abbot. 3 days later, when he arrived in the monastery, he presented the water to the elderly abbot. The abbot took a deep drink, smiled warmly, and thanked the young monk from the bottom of his heart. The young monk left the canteen with his abbot so he could enjoy it even more. Later that same day, another monk heard about this sweet water and asked the abbot if he could taste it as well. He started to drink it and it tasted so terrible that he spat it out. It was stale and just awful. The monk said, "Father Abbot, that water is foul. Why did you pretend to like it?" The abbot replied, "You only tasted the water. I tasted the gift. The water was simply the container for a true act of love and kindness, and nothing is sweeter than that." When it comes to the gifts we receive from God, no gift is small, no blessing is trifling or insignificant, if we consider the greatness, the majesty, the glory, and the dignity of the giver who is God himself. If we consider not only the greatness of the giver who is God, but also the greatness of the love with which God gives each gift. Given the greatness of God, given the greatness of his love, both of which are infinite, no gift, even the smallest daisy or daffodil he has created, is small or insignificant. The Almighty has done great things for me. Lord, I thank you for everyone who has done great things for me, or good things for me, or even little things for me. I thank you for my mother and my father who gave me the gift of life. I thank you for the teachers who taught me to read and write. I thank you for the people who made the clothes I'm wearing right now. I thank you for the person who baked the bread I ate today. Lord, I know that so often I've been lacking in gratitude. I also know that the Virgin Mary is the creature who, more than any other, has given you thanks. I offer you Mary's Immaculate Heart right now as a way of giving you a bigger and better thank you than I could ever offer you by myself or on my own.